Mr. President, I don't think I spoke about this bill before, this legislation before the full body, but I have certainly spoken about it in committee, and it's an issue that's deeply personal to me. We don't get many opportunities to turn a tragedy into something positive, but Senate Bill 359 does give us that chance. There are many causes for truancy, which is what this bill is about, but we've largely been relying on a single solution to it, treating it as a crime with the unfounded belief that that would fix the problems. The wake-up call for me came with the death in 2014 of Eileen DeNino, a widowed mother of seven, while she was in Berks County Prison because Pennsylvania law mandates a five-day sentence for failing to pay truancy fines. Eileen died in prison with her children at home alone simply because she could not pay a $2,000 fine that had accumulated against her. Frankly, it was very shocking to me and to many. In fact, in my community, it was a huge issue. And they were surprised, we were all surprised to learn that Pennsylvania mandated a prison sentence in truancy cases. It was an even greater shock to discover that not only do we have this bad idea of mandating prison for parents unable to pay truancy fines, but even worse, that it's randomly applied. It turns out that whether you really go to prison or not depends to a large degree on what school district and magisterial district you live in, not just on whether you have the resources, financial and otherwise, to deal with truant children. In some counties, the law is applied hundreds of times every year. In others, it's not applied at all or rarely. Eileen's death, sadly, put a human face to this ineffective justice, and this bill today will not bring her back to her family and her friends. But it did prompt a very deep and serious reconsideration of the issue that resulted in Senate Bill 359. At the risk of oversimplifying the great efforts of so many, I think there are really two key points to keep in mind. One, no parent in Pennsylvania will ever go to prison because of truancy or because they could not afford to pay the fines for truancy. They can still go if they refuse to perform community service for a fine that they can't afford but refuse to pay. That, however, is completely within their control. But no one will ever go to prison because of poverty or the inability to manage their children's behavior or comply with a court order. Second, this bill really recognizes the underlying fact that we want kids in school to learn. They can't learn if they're not there. So Senate Bill 359 ties the solution to the purpose, putting the responsibility to identify and address truancy issues on the shoulders of schools and to make sure it happens early. The courts and the power of the law will still be involved, but they no longer can be the first line of response. It will be up to teachers and administrators who meet and know the children on a daily basis to see the red flags and to report and deal with them first. Why this is important is that the causes of truancy are much deeper than a child simply not going to school. There are reasons for these choices, and they reflect many other concerns than whether or not a child attended class on a given day. These are things that we will all have to deal with because they affect our communities and neighborhoods. The effect whether these children will grow to participate responsibly in their communities and to create demands for services that help their communities grow or for services that they need just to survive. Many people have contributed to reaching this point who deserve appreciation for their contributions. I cannot name them all, but certainly there are a lot of staff members who certainly contributed to this, but I especially want to thank Senator Stuart Greenleaf and Senator Lloyd Smucker, however, for immediately seeing this problem for what it means and committing to find a solution. I would also like to thank Senator Reschenthaler for reaching out to the magisterial district justices and getting us to a place where we would have a solution. Mr. President, I strongly urge my colleagues to affirm this bill. Thank you.